Let me begin with Dr. Nolte, since we've had Ted on several times at the radio station. Dr. Nolte, you are the going to be the freshest voice, I guess, representing Blinn College. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
If I could have you first talk about the process that you went through and what became a very unusual outcome. I don't recall in my years of following community colleges this kind of organizational setup being developed by the trustees.
Well, Bill, this was an absolutely wonderful experience, and Golden Hill was wonderful about their and associates did a fantastic job. I was contacted by them first. I was nominated by a couple of presidents, and so I went ahead and then talked to my president, my district president, and turned my application in, and then went through the process, and it turned out to be a very, very wonderful process, and I'm just excited. This is a great school. It's a great location. Everyone knows Blinn. Everyone loves Blinn. And so it's just going to be a wonderful experience. And then I'm going to get to work with Ted. And so I think this is going to be a wonderful experience. And I've got great faculty, great staff, great administration, as well as a wonderful board.
Talk a little bit about the organizational setup. Is it common to have what amounts to co-presidents, but yet if there's a tiebreaker, I'm guessing, Dr. Nolte, you are the tiebreaker.
It's the same way, Bill. Here we have this. We have a district president, and he's in Corsicana. We have four campuses, which is exactly like Blinn. I am the Ellis County president. I'm over two campuses here in Ellis County. I'm over the Waxahachie campus as well as the Midlothian campus. So the structure is pretty much ideal to the same as it's going to be in Blinn. And so I think it'll be a wonderful situation. And, you know, I've got Ted watching my back over on Bryan. And so I think it's going to work perfectly. And then we have two other campuses where we have directors, and so I think it's a wonderful, it's a win-win for both of us.
Was this a structure suggested by the consultants or by the trustees or by whom?
I want to say by both. I want to say they were evaluating. I know our board of trustees were evaluating what we had going. I know the board chair, Mr. Congera, was talking about that, as well as the consultants. But I think it was a situation that they realized we had somewhat. And it's interesting. It's kind of the same kind of locations. You know, you've got kind of Corsicana is a lot like Brenham, and then you've got Ellis County is a lot like Bryan. Not quite obviously as big as Bryan, but you've got some of the same kind of things going on, and so I think the dynamics work well, and I'm just excited about it.
Dr. Asper, let me get you in the conversation. When you were first posed the possibility of this type of structure, what was your reaction to it?
Bill, my reaction is really quite simple. You know, Blinn College for a long time has had this presence here in Brazos County. We know it's got student numbers this all over 12,000. And what excited me the most was the board and taking a giant step forward for Blinn College sent a very strong signal to Brazos County. And that was Brazos County doesn't just matter, but it matters to the point that we want to put a senior leadership position so we can really take this thing over here and run with it with all of our community partners that are in place. So I'm excited. I'm equally excited to get the opportunity to work with a guy like Dr. Nolte, who's got not just years of experience in community colleges, but years of experience in a community college that's structured the way that this is going to be structured.
Let me go a little bit further with Dr. Raspiller in the respect of what does this allow you to do now that is in addition to what you did when you came back to Blinn as provost of the Brazos County campuses?
It's really an expansion of that in a lot of ways, Bill. It gives me the personnel and the budget authority here, not – That Dr. Nolte doesn't have that. He's the president of record for Blinn College. But what it does for me is it lets me put a structure in place over here that gives us more interdependence as opposed to dependence in terms of decisions that we make. Let me give you a good example. Recently, we restructured our campus security, campus police force. And so the captain that we have over here reports to our director of operations as opposed to reporting to the chief of police in Brenham. A very small step. But it did something very big, and that was, as you know, when there's a crisis, when there's an emergency, minutes are like hours. And for us to have that local reporting here allows us to react with boots on the ground, the people that are right here that see what's going on. And so while with the big picture, strategic planning, those initiatives will be done as Blinn College, for the day-to-day operations, this triggers the opportunity for us to be able to make more localized decisions, again, day-to-day.
And Dr. Nolte, how does that allow you to maybe expand your flexibility in running the total organization?
It helps tremendously, and I think what has helped tremendously, I've been involved in this operation for 11 years, and this is exactly the way it's run here at Navarra College, and it really does help the day-to-day operations. It's good to know what's going on a day-to-day and being able to communicate with each campus. But with Ted being where he is and being a campus that size, it's going to help tremendously. You know, it's very important to be able to know what's going on a day-to-day operation, and that way I can visit with Ted about that. So I do think it's a win-win for both of us.
Let me at least finish up the bulk of the conversation now that we're about a week since the announcement came out. First of all, Dr. Nolte, what have been the things that have been of most interest to the to those that you have spoken to in the Blinn community? What are constituents and students and employees wanting to hear from you?
I think they're wanting to hear that we're going to communicate with not only the board, but we'll be communicating with faculty, staff, and student. I think it's very important that we have a communication line and that people are being able to voice their opinions and their concerns, and they're going to be listened to. I think it's real important because everyone wants to be heard. I think that's a very important thing in the community college sector is people are here because they want to be here, and there's a reason for them to be here, and they want to be heard.
Dr. Raspiller, from your position in the Brazos County campuses, what's been the response in the last week?
Bill, I got to tell you, it's been sheer excitement here. If we would have written a script, if we would have had a blank piece of paper and said, okay, what would be the ideal structure for Blinn College? I don't know as though we would have come up with this 6 months ago. But going through the process, interviewing the candidates, what we were able to do was have lots of input. We did surveys. Both Dr. Nolte and I did presentations. And if we would have had that blank piece of paper, we couldn't have written the script any better. And that's what has really prompted the excitement at here and in Brenham and really across our service area is, again, the opportunity to have a person with the insight and background like Dr. Nolte has to come in and be at Blinn College's president and at the same time leave me in a position where I'm in a leadership role here in Brazos County. We're it's almost like Christmas came early, Bill.
Final question for Dr. Nolte. It's come to my attention that there's a particular junior college football game coming up this weekend.
Oh, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? Go ahead.
Yes, that's why the recorder is on. So,
oh, no, tell me no. Go ahead.
We apparently have Navarro at number one, Blinn number two. I'm not sure where the game is being played, but
it's being played in Brenham, Texas, which is a wonderful place to play it.
So what's going to happen on Saturday? Where are you going to sit?
Blinn's going to win.
And are you going to be on the visitor's side or on the home side of the stadium?
Unfortunately, I will not be there. I am going to be at a chamber gathering here in Waxahachie, but my heart and soul will be there. But will be there with the football team, because I think that is a wonderful thing. And that, somebody asked me today, what did I bleed, red and white or blue and white? And I said, blue and white.
And you'll be wearing blue and white on Saturday in Waxahachie.
You
huh?
know it. You know it. I was hoping you weren't going to go that question, but I'm glad you did.
Well, I have done sports a time or two in my life. So.
And I've been an athletic director for about 23 years, so, and I love it. I love it.
The last question is, what's the transition timetable? When does this relationship officially get going?
Well, it starts in November 1, but I've been visiting with the board and with staff in the last few weeks. And matter of fact, my car seems to head to Brenham pretty fast, pretty much. And so, matter of fact, my wife and daughter are headed there today. And we have already, I think we've already secured a school for my daughter, which is 7, and I think we've secured a house.
Well, that's terrific.
Isn't that wonderful? It's a blessing, and I tell you what, it's an absolutely wonderful school and wonderful people and a wonderful community.
Anything else from either of you that we need to share with the listeners in Bryan College Station?
Bill, I was going to tell you that when the board met and they determined that this was going to be the structure going forward and everything was going to begin November 1st and everybody was excited, I went up to our board chair and I said, Mr. Kinjera, I'll talk to my current employer about getting released by November 1st. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that or not. He kind of laughed. He said, are you kidding me? You start tomorrow. This will all go into effect November 1st, and it's been a great opportunity for Blinn. I just would like to remind the listeners that on Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. out at Bryan High School, we're going to have the annual Blinn College football game where Blinn will battle Tyler Junior College at 7 o'clock. So y'all come on out. It's going to be a great time, and we'll take you even after you've been to Texas Reds all day.